He's walking in a place which is also mit Rabbonon to carry, and he found out that his talus was posel. This is very embarrassing to take off his talus. He does not have to take off his talus in Rishus Yerabim. Says Mishabui, even with our talus gadol that we don't wear the whole day, we only wear when we're davening, and there's no embarrassment to take it off. Even still, he doesn't have to take it off because a chiddush gadol loy plug. Since sometimes taking off the talus is embarrassing, therefore, Chacham said that you're not required to take it off when you're walking on the street and you found that it was possible. Kiveg is not so happy with this. So the bottom line is, it sounds like an Iker Din, if you find that your talus is possible, if you're walking in a place that's only Shisharam the Rabban, you're allowed to keep it on, even though there's no major embarrassment by taking it off. Says the Ramah, if you task cotton should have God the name of Lushit. Even the task is wearing under his clothing, so the chayr is not recognizable. Still, the fact that he takes it off and Lushit's around is embarrassing. So therefore, he's not required to take it off. Wadin and Nisak Echem and Atitius, Mizbayish Leishabu Talis. Also, one of his sisters came off. He's sitting in shul, and suddenly he sees one of his sisters, it's an apostle. He's also allowed to put it on Kamavan without a bracha because it's potter from sisters. And also, if he was walking past something and suddenly feels his sisters got caught in something and looks down, ripped off the whole sisters. In either of these cases, he's allowed to put on the talus or continue wearing it. It should bring from the place game that's totally on the person. If he's very embarrassed, then he could do it because it's called the covenant of priest. But if he's not so embarrassed, then he doesn't have his head of covered abrius. So once again, in this situation, you can wear without a bracha, you can't cover the abrius. Before we talked about the Isser is, the Isser Drabonon of carrying tzitzis in the Kamos. That's something specific to Shabbos. Here we're talking about a situation in which the beggar is still chayav in tzitzis, just the tzitzis got rid. In such a case, the chayyur is an isur d'oraisa to wear the beggar without tzitzis because it's an isur d'oraisa to put on the tzitzis. Even so, on Shabbos, it's only isur d'rabbanan. Why? Because on Shabbos, you cannot put on the tzitzis even if you want. It's isur to put on tzitzis, it's making a knot. And therefore, since you can't put on the tzitzis, you're not being over isur d'oraisa by wearing a four-cornered garment without the tzitzis. Because the chiyuv of tzitzis is to put on the tzitzis. Since you can't, there's no isur d'oraisa, even though it's isur d'rabbanan, but that is mitzvah. When there is a kavod habriyus, even though there's a concept of kavod habriyus, the teicha is the sheva al taisa. If you're not doing action, you're being open iser. So if it's an issue of kavod habriyus, even if it's the raisa, one has the right to do it. So that's the case. So why are we saying during the week one is not to continue wearing his talus if one of the sisters is ripped off? Right? There's a problem of embarrassment. He says that's not such a big. To sit without a talus and shul is not a major embarrassment. It is something which is unpleasant. So it's not that level that would be teresa, but it is a level, a small level of gina, and that's enough to be teresa drabonon. But we say on Shabbos wearing the four corner garment, that is only drabonon. Shabbos says based on this, if he's in shul and after he's already wearing his talus, he suddenly notices that one of them is apostle, one of the sisters is apostle. So here there are many achrayim that are making him that you don't have to take it off immediately. Because he says that a person is already wearing his talus and suddenly takes it off, that's already a big embarrassment. That's enough to permit even during the week to continue wearing the tzitzis, the sheif al tais. The Maisi says even this is not agreed by everybody. The Chayyim says that it's not such a big night to take off your talus in the middle of the davening. Also, if the garden holds that way, the mice like this. If a person is in shul in the weekday, let's say in the middle of the davening, somebody realizes his talus is possible. So we have machlokes, if it's machlokes to take it off immediately or not, because in order to the rice, we shake our ties. So, Mishra Brewer has an eitzah to machke the talus. Once his head gets not high from the sisters. If then Mufan has to remember to acquire it again, because otherwise you can't make a bracha when it goes on the Mokin Avraham has another chiddush. During the weekday, what happens if he's sitting in the shul and he notices that his talis kotzin is, the tzitzis is kosher? He says, in the middle of the shul, to take off his talis kotzin, that's a major ganai, and therefore he would not be mechuyav to do that even during a weekday. The bottom line is, if it's a major ganai, even during a weekday, you are allowed to continue wearing the talis. And there's a discussion whether that's any person wearing a talis in the middle of davening, and that we pass him, one should not rely on this kula. But the Mokin Avraham says that to take off his talis in the middle of the davening, that is a big enough design that will permit him to continue wearing it.